Tula.
Thank you, and good evening once again, everyone. We're live tonight from Tecumseh, Nebraska. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds are hosting the HTRS Titans, as per usual. It's a girl-boy doubleheader. Girls varsity contest just coming up in 2 or 3 minutes here, and that'll be followed by the boys varsity game later this evening. Very pleased to have alongside me this evening from Johnson Brock High School, Dalton Knippelmeyer. Dalton, thanks for stopping by.
Yep, no problem. I'm always willing to be alongside you, Randy. It's a lot of fun.
Those of you that are familiar with Dalton know that he's active with the Strive program over at Johnson Brock High School. Works, does a lot of announcing for them over there. And tonight we're very happy to have him join us for this broadcast. Well, I had a chance to see the HTRS girls this past Tuesday evening when they hosted Pawnee City. HTRS came out with a convincing win in that one. The boys contest, that was quite a ball game. Pawnee City jumped out to a 19-3 lead over HTRS at the end of the first quarter, only to have HTRS come back and tie the game at 38-all late in the fourth. Pawnee City ended up getting the win, I think, by 7, but we had some very competitive basketball, so I look for these to be some fun matchups here tonight. Johnson County Central is 5-9 on the year. The HTRS Titans are 3-13 as we get set here to match up. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. I'll just let you handle that here, Forrest Dalton, if you want to. First of all, the starters for the visiting Titans.
Yeah, but here we go. For the HTRS Lady Titans, starters are number 3, Laramie Glathar, number 14, Ashton Bredemeyer, number 21, Avery Deerberger, number 22, Lillian Bowen, and number 23, Jaylee McNeely.
The Lady Titans, coached by Skylar Coleman. As we said, they are 3-13 on the year. Now let's take a look at the starters for Johnson County Central.
For the Thunderbirds, we got a 5'5 junior, number 1, Aureli Cabrales, a 5'6 junior, number 12, Bailey Sturup, a 5'8 junior, number 13, Caden Schuster, a 5'10 junior, number 20, Sonny Rother, and a 6-foot freshman, number 30, Harley Lubin.
Now, noticeably absent from that starting lineup for Johnson County Central is Ashley Beathy. Beathy, a 6'1 freshman, and she was very active in this offense early in the season, rolled an ankle a couple of weeks ago, and has not returned to the court since that ankle injury. So they will be missing Ashley Beathy tonight. I'm not sure that she, I don't believe she's even in uniform here tonight. So
no,
she
she's
will.
Not. She's over in the band playing right now.
So she will not play. There we go. Dalton knows where all the girls are, don't you? Anyway, Ashley will not be playing tonight as she is in street clothes. We're going to step aside for a 60-second timeout. We'll be back with the opening tip-off after this one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're a community medical center, every day making a difference.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back once again here to Johnson County Central High School in Tecumseh. Randy Gatula, Dalton Knippelmeyer with you courtside. Our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studio tonight is Logan Carpenter. Well, there's something we're not used to as I'm looking down at my score sheets here, Dalton. They kill the house lights and we find ourselves sitting in the dark for the introduction of the JCC girls team. Similar to what we see at the Nebraska Husker games here. They're running a little video promotion up on the video screen, blacked out all the lights in the gymnasium. All we need now are some big red spotlights down out of the ceiling with a white end on the floor or something.
Yeah.
This is quite a pregame festivity. I haven't witnessed this yet this season.
Marcus Shear does an incredible job over here at JCC. Him and his drive crew and everything he does for the Thunderbirds and their lineups and everything they put up on their video board.
Well, it appears that not just the starting lineup, but all of the players, each individual varsity player, is getting their moment in the sun here. And they're all, we'll just describe what's going on. They're all loading into the back of an ambulance with red and blue lights flashing. That was the video intro, and I think now, oh my goodness, look at this. We have red LED lights for the players to run through as they come out onto the floor. This is an absolute Division I college-type production for introducing starting lineups. You're just reading this. We're live tonight from Tecumseh, Nebraska. High school basketball doubleheader, the Johnson County Central T-Birds, hosting the HDRS Titans. Do want to remind everyone, we'll have high school basketball again tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. I'll be on the road with the Sacred Heart Irish as they travel to Pawnee City to take on the Pawnee City Indians. That will also be a girl-boy doubleheader. I'll tell you, Dalton, I'm having a good week. Having moved from Fall City out to our family farm, my games this week, Tuesday night, were in Humboldt. Tonight, I'm in Tecumseh. Tomorrow night, I'm in Pawnee City. It's kind of nice being home 10 or 15 minutes after the last after the end of the ball game. So, a lot of home game for Randy this week.
Yeah, that's kind of a good deal.
Stepping into the center circle for HDRS to jump it up will be Avery Deerberger. Deerberger, Vladar, Bowen, Redemeyer, and McNeely. McNeely with a big night Tuesday. Had 23 points against Pawnee City.
That's one number on their jersey there.
Played very, very well. In there to jump it up will be the freshman, Harley Lubin. I watched Harley's mother and her aunt and the Sherman girls play basketball here at Tecumseh back when they were the Tecumseh Indians. All right, here's the tip, and it's going to be controlled by the Thunderbirds into forecourt quickly. They pass underneath baseline. Left side shot is up and good. First basket of the night to Bailey Stirrup. A quick two. Johnson County Central jumps out to a 2-0 lead in the opening seconds. Here's HDRS with the basketball. Brennemeyer across to Deerberger on the near side. McNeely in the corner. Baseline right. Tries to penetrate toward the bucket. Can't get there. Comes back to Deerberger. Deerberger under the basket on the right side of the basket. Tried to feed it in. Couldn't get it there. Kicks it back out top now to Brennemeyer. Underneath turnaround shot up and off. Vladar couldn't get it. And the rebound pulled down by Johnson County's Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup with the outlet pass to Cabrales. Cabrales across the timeline to the right elbow, passes to the near side to Stirrup. Around the horn to the left side, Sonny Rother. Inside Lubin has the ball taken away and stolen. Vladar will push it down court for the Titans. To the right side, McNeely with the basketball. McNeely being guarded closely, dribbles underneath. Takes it all the way through the baseline and feeds to the left side to Deerberger in the paint. Deerberger is going to be tied up under there by Harley Lubin. And the basketball on the alternating possession will stay with the Titans. Inbounding it for HTRS, Ashton Brennemeyer. Left side of the baseline under the basket. Kicks it into the corner. Vladar. Vladar back to Brennemeyer for three. Got it. From the corner, Ashton Brennemeyer hits the three from the corner on the left side. It's 3-2. HTRS up by one. With the basketball for the Thunderbirds on the left elbow is Cabrales. Between the rings to the top of the circle, back to the near side to Bailey Stirrup. Inside the paint, Lubin moves against Vladar. There's a jump shot in the corner baseline left side. Rebound pulled down by Ashton Brennemeyer. Outlet pass down to McNeely to the left side. Bowen with the basketball back to the top of the circle around finds Deerberger. Deerberger took a step in, now comes back to McNeely. Long three, McNeely got it. Boy, it looks like McNeely may be picking up right where she left off Tuesday night. She had 23 points in the game Tuesday night against Pawnee City. With the basketball, more JCC Stirrup. Top of the key, left side to the near side, Sonny Rother for three. Got it. Rother nails the three. Dalton, they're lighting them up from outside here.
3-point shootout so far in this game.
3 3-pointers. Sometimes we'll go a whole game without having 3 3-pointers. We've got three in the first 2 minutes. HDRS with the basketball now, trying to put it inside the paint to Vladar. From the right side, McNeely again for three. This time it's off, no good. Cabrales pulls down the rebound. The outlet pass kicks it out to Caton Schuster. Schuster gives right back to Cabrales. She brings it across the timeline to set the offense. Bailey Stirrup to the left wing, Sonny Rother into the corner. Down to Schuster, back up top. Stirrup. Stirrup holds the ball momentarily. Down to Rother on the left elbow. Sonny Rother at the top of the circle, looking for Lubin in the paint. No pass there. They got her covered up pretty good by Deerberger. Cabrillas, right side Schuster. Caton Schuster had it dribbled away and knocked out of bounds. Gladar tipped it away.
Substitute coming in into the game for the Titans is number one, Jalen Bowling.
Bowling checks in now for the Titans. 5:11 to play here in the first period. 6-5 your score. HTRS up by one. The inbound pass to Rother. Gives up to Cabrillas. Finds Rother on the right wing. In the paint, Rother hands to Lubin. Kicks to Schuster in the corner on the right wing. Around the horn left side. There's Stirrup for a three from the left elbow. Doesn't go. And the rebound comes down to Bowen. Bowen had a good ball game, too, the other night in double figures. For the right elbow, this is Deerberger on the baseline right side. Almost has it dribbled away to Bowen. Bowen with a long three off the back of the iron. No, Cabrillas with her second defensive rebound of the evening. Cabrillas 5-5 and a junior, and she's pulling down the offensive boards down here. Cabrillas with the basketball to the left side to Schuster in the corner. Across court, rather, to Schuster on the far side. Back up to Stirrup. Cabrillas, they play catch. Rother, lob pass to Lubin. Lubin backs in, off the glass, up. No, tipped around, rebound pulled down underneath. Cleared out under the basket by Schuster. Then she has the ball dribbled away and stolen. Ball is loose, stolen right back. The other direction comes Bailey Stirrup. And a whistle, we're going to have a foul.
Yep, that foul will be on number 22, Lillian Bowen, her first personal first team foul for the Titans here to start this ballgame.
Inbounding the pass for Johnson County Central. Tossing it in his Stirrup. Up top with it, Sonny Rother on the dribble. To Lubin in the paint. Cabrillas corner left side. Rother for three. Nope. And the rebound fought for. Lubin reaches in to try and take it away. Done a good job by Lubin because it looked for all the world like Lillian Bowen had that rebound. And Lubin reached in and got a hold of the basketball.
First substitute coming into the game here for the Thunderbirds is number 45, Maya Straka.
She'll replace Caton Schuster. Schuster sets out. Here's Rother for three from the corner. Off no good. Rother comes down with the rebound for HTRS. Here come the Lady Titans down on the attack offensively to Lillian Bowen on the left elbow. Bowen with the basketball. Across court, McNeely. Shot is up and good. Jaylee McNeely has 5 points in the ball game, and it's an 8-5 ball game. HTRS up by 3. Johnson County Central sets their offense. They're looking at a zone defense here from HTRS. Lubin in the paint, up to Stirrup for 3. Got it. Boy, they're popping the threes here. 3 minutes, 19 seconds to play first quarter here at Tecumseh. Look at that chicken coming in across the way.
Got a shark right behind it.
Got some blow-up animals over there. They're looking for McNeely on the baseline. The ball went through her fingertips. Out of bounds.
Substitute coming in the game now for the Titans, number 14, Ashton Bredemeyer, and number 2, Ellie Standig. Is that how you say it?
Bustandig. All right, 3:08 to go first quarter. We're tied at 8 apiece. Cabrillas with the basketball to the near side to Bailey Stirrup. He was looking over on the left elbow to Sonny Rother. Rother didn't see it coming. The ball got away out of bounds. Inbounding the ball will be Ali Bustandig. Bustandig tosses into McNeely. Jaylee McNeely with 5 points already tonight. She had 23 Tuesday night against Pawnee City. McNeely in the corner, in the paint. Little floater goes up with a shot, partially blocked. Pulling down the rebound for Johnson County Central is Straka.
Foul called on by the Titans on number 23, Jaylee McNeely, her first personal second team foul for the Titans.
2:44 to go here in the first quarter, all tied at 8 apiece. JCC with the basketball, Cabrillas down court. To the left elbow, Rother, across court pass. Oh, too tall, went over the head over there. Maya, is it Straka?
Straka.
Over the head of Straka, out of bounds.
We got more substitutes coming in the game here for the Titans. Number 21, Avery Deerberger, checks back in. Number 3, Laramie Glothar, also checks back in.
All right. This is Bowen to set the offense at the top of the circle. Bowen across to the left elbow. Ashton Bredemeyer, they tried to feed it inside, looking for Glothar. Ball tipped away by Lubin and then grabbed up by Cabrillas. She'll bring it down court and set things up. Bailey Stirrup feeds it underneath the Lubin in traffic. Turnaround shot, Lubin up and good. Nice move by the freshman. 6-foot freshman with her first 2 points. with Johnson County back up by 2, 10-8 our score with 2:02 to go here in the first quarter at Tecumseh. Bowen with a three from the right elbow, partially blocked by Cabrelas. Lubin is there for the rebound. Outlet pass Cabrelas. She'll bring it up court. Cabrelas up to Straka. Straka between the rings to the left side. Stira into the corner. Cabrela. Cabrelas up again to Stirrup. Her shot short off the front of the rim. Ellie Glodar is there for the rebound. Outlet pass Glodar gives to Ellie Bestandig. Right back to Glodar. She'll set it up. There's a long three from the left side off the iron. No. Rebound. Try for follow shot. Put back. Trying to put it up was Bestandig. She had her shot locked in the ball. Grabbed up by Johnson County Central. In the paint. Feed into Lubin. Traveling will be the call. Walking with the basketball underneath with Sonny Rother trying to get it into Lubin.
Substitute coming in for the Titans, number 23, Daly McNeely, and number 1, Jalen Bowling. And for the Thunderbirds, number 24, Ava Klein checks in for the first time.
Both coaches substituting freely here, trying to keep fresh legs on the floor. 10-8, Johnson County Central up by 2 with a minute 10 to go here in the first quarter. Deerberger, little jump shot on the paint, up and good. Nice move to the bucket there by Avery Deerberger. She went around two defenders, kind of weaved in between them, worked her way into the paint for the little 6-foot jumper. Ties the score up at 10 apiece, less than a minute to go here in the first quarter. McNeely chips the basketball away from Cabrela as it goes out of bounds off of McNeely's fingertips.
Substitute in for the Thunderbirds, number 40, Natalie Martinez.
Martinez in the ballgame now. She is a 5'10 junior. Cabrela's top of the circle. Left side, Straka in the corner. Back up to Cabrela's. Around the horn, a long three from the right side that's up and off. No good. Put up by Ava Klein is in the ballgame for the Thunderbirds. That was Klein putting up that shot. The rebound to HTRS. On the right elbow, Deerberger feeds underneath. Glodar goes up with a shot. Won't go, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson County Central.
It'll be on number 40, Natalie Martinez, her first personal, first team foul for the Thunderbirds.
At the free throw line will be Glavar. Laramie has not scored yet tonight. Free throw is on the way up and good. She'll have a second shot coming. 31 seconds to play in the first quarter. 11-10, HTRS up by 1. Second shot is up. It's short off the front of the rim. And the rebound pulled down for JCC by Bailey Stirrup. Her outlet pass to Cabrelas. Finds Stirrup in forecourt on the right side of the free throw circle. Back between the rings, top of the key to Cabrelas. Around the horn to the left elbow. Looking inside the paint, they put it clear across court into the corner baseline right side. Handling the ball is Ava Klein. Klein works to the baseline, can't get there. He's inside into the paint. Here's Cabrelas for three, top of the key. Got it. Harley Cabrelas hits the three. That's 3 3-pointers already here in the quarter. 13-11, our score after one period. Johnson County Central up by 2. We'll step aside for a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the Prue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Hey, Katula, Dalton Knippelmeyer back with you here at Tecumseh, Johnson County Central High School. After one quarter, JCC leading HTRS by 2, 13-11. Our score after one, and we're ready to move to live action. They inbound the pass. It'll be HTRS with the basketball. Lillian Bowen off to McNeely. McNeely penetrates into the paint, kicks it back to the top of the key. The three is up and good. Nailing the three, Ashton Brennemeyer, her second three-pointer of the night. She's got 6. 14-13, HTRS up by 1. Opening seconds here in the second quarter. of the ball game. Into the corner left side. The pass comes down to Straka. Straka, jump shot left side, baseline up and good. That was a nice move to the basket by Straka. 5'8 junior.
She got it to the short corner there and put up a little floater. Got it to go for her first field goal of the game.
With the basketball is Lillian Bowen to the right side. McNeely, her pass trying to get back to Bowen. Oh, knocking Bowen out of bounds here. A collision. Whistle and a foul is going to be called.
It'll be on number one, Aureli Cabrera's, her first personal second team foul for the Thunderbirds.
McNeely to inbound the pass to Bowen. Lillian Bowen, active part of this ball team, just a freshman at 5'6". Pretty good little ball handler out here at the top of the key. McNeely, guarded closely down there by Rother, couldn't get the open look. She hit one of those earlier. And Rother's not going to give her that opportunity again on the baseline. Now handling the ball, sporting her pink shoes out here, is Ashton Bredemeyer. Love to see some of the shoes we're seeing show up on the kids this year. We must be a new trend now. They wear non-matching colors. An orange shoe on one foot and a green one on the other.
To me, I've always worn, you know, shoes that match color of my jersey, but that's just me.
All right, here's a steal. Cabrera into forecourt, decides to hold things up. Up to Lubin at the top of the key. Harley goes around, lob pass into Harley Lubin, too tall. And to throw a pass too tall for Harley Lubin, you got to get it up there. She's a six-foot freshman.
Substitute coming into the game for the Titans, number one, Jalen Bowling.
Bowling saw significant action Tuesday night against Pawnee City. She's back in the ballgame. 15-14, Johnson County up by one. HTRS with the basketball here at Tecumseh. Inside it goes to Glador. Glador has it tipped away by Harley Lubin. When Harley Lubin was in about the second grade, she came up and sat in the chair you're in tonight, put the headsets on, spent a whole evening with me while we broadcast a ball game as about a first or a second grader. Little Harley was having fun. I've got some pictures of that somewhere I'll have to dig out and embarrass her with them someday.
Cool.
Top of the circle, McNeely with the ball, a cross-court pass, gets it over to Deerberger. Whistle and traveling will be called on HTRS.
Substitute in for the Titans, number 14, Ash Bredemeyer. And while we were talking there, Randy, Bailey Stirrup came back in for the Thunderbirds.
All right, on the dribble for Johnson County Central across the timeline. Pass goes to the right side. Ava Klein is back in the lineup. Cross-court pass deflected away and stolen. Coming up with the basketball is Jalen Bowling. Bowling across court to the right side finds McNeely. McNeely across to Bowen. Across court pass. Skip pass across to Jalen Bowling. Moving toward the hoop. There's McNeely for three from the corner. That's too long. Ball is tipped out of there. A race after it. And controlling the basketball is Jalen Bowling. Then lost the handle on it on the sideline out of bounds. It'll go back to Johnson County Central.
Substitute in for the Thunderbirds, number 13, Caden Schuster.
Schuster comes in to replace Ava Klein. All right. JCC up by 1-15-14. 5.5 minutes to play in the first half. Rother into the corner right side to Bailey Stirrup. Lubin in the paint. Oh, Lubin with a nice feed to the left side to Straka. And Straka with an easy two with the assist from Harley Lubin. 17-14, JCC up by three. HTRS basketball. This is Bredemeyer, Ashton Bredemeyer to Bowen. Lillian Bowen, the freshman point guard, to the left elbow to Jalen Bowling. A little floater. Oh, she had it in and out of there, and it wouldn't stay. Jalen Bowling had a nice look at the bucket, got it in the hoop, but it bounced out on her. And it's 17-14. JCC with the three-point lead and the basketball. Inside, Lubin off the glass up. Nice move, nice pass, getting it into Harley Lubin. At 6 foot, she's hard to stop down there. Can you imagine when they have both she and Ashley Beathy?
It's a hard deal to stop.
Yeah, twin towers under there at 6 foot and 6'1". Top of the circle. With the ball is Jalen Bowling. Now McNeely has it in the corner, down deep left side. Back up top again to Bowling. Bowling. Ashton Bredemeyer. Bowling in the paint. Has it dribbled away. Tipped away, grabbed up by Straka. Straka with the outlet pass to Rother. Sonny Rother pushes it down court on the right side of the three-point arc. Into Lubin on the corner baseline right. Top of the key, Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup across court pass. Oh, nice job there by Bowen to get the steal. She reached up and knocked down that cross-country pass going from left to right. McNeely has it in the corner left side for HTRS. Lady Titans basketball. McNeely driving baseline left side. Floater up, off, no good. Straka with the rebound. Outlet pass from Straka to Bailey Stirrup, and Stirrup will bring it up court. 3:48 to go, first half, 19-14. JCC, their biggest lead of the ball game, up by five, a chance to try and extend the lead. Bailey Stirrup finds Straka to the left side, looking for Lubin in the paint, can't get it there. Around the outside perimeter, baseline right side. Now back up top, it comes to Stirrup. Kaitin Schuster in the corner on the right side, handles the basketball. She's double-teamed and trapped. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor. 3:26 to go in the first half. 19-14, JCC up by five. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
You heard from Highland Community College there. They're our presenting sponsor for our halftime scoring recap. Very glad to have them on board for all of our high school basketball coverage throughout southeast Nebraska. Our friends at Highland Community College, you can learn more at highlandcc.edu. 3 minutes, 26 seconds to play here in the first half, 19-14, Johnson County Central up by five. And boy, Dalton, they've put a lot of girls in and out of this ballgame.
Yeah, there's been a lot of substitutes going in. And out here, it's good to have fresh bodies on the floor. You go harder for a longer amount of time.
Obviously, there. Neither coach afraid to go six, seven, or eight deep here into their lineup when it matters. Kaitin Schuster in the corner with the basketball. Top it comes Caprellas around the horn left side. Rother with the ball. Sonny is double team trapped. She comes up this sideline, tries to flip it back to Caprellas. We've got a foul.
That foul will be on number 23, Jaylee McNeely, her second personal foul and third team foul for the Titans.
Inbounding the pass, Bailey Stirrup on the near side. Johnson County Central moving from our right to left here, from west to east. White jerseys, white pants, black numerals, the home jerseys. Inside to Harley Lubin. Lubin kicks it back to the corner. Rother baseline off feet to Lubin. Couldn't find the handle on it. Cabrales kicks it back over on the far side and put it to Sonny Rother. They're lucky to maintain possession. About four players touch the ball there. There's the ball tipped away again. Lillian Bowen, she's an active little ball player defensively here, the freshman. Bowen tipped that one away. She touched it last. It'll stay with Johnson County Central. We mentioned the attire of Johnson County, HTRS, in their navy blue jerseys with the silver numerals, HTRS, across the chest. JCC with the basketball, corner right side. Schuster feeds into Lubin in the paint. Oh, Lubin with a nice feed. Lubin got the ball in to Sonny Rother. Rother couldn't finish, but she was fouled.
And that foul will be on number 23, Jaylee McNeely. It's her third personal foul now, 14 foul for the Titans.
Sonny Rother at the line, 5'10 junior, has 3 points on one tray. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe. It's up and good. Rother will have a second shot coming. McNeely comes out in foul trouble with three personals. Checking in to replace her, Jaylen Bowling back on the floor. Sonny Rother ready for her second free throw attempt. She'll try and put the Lady T-Birds up by seven, and she does. Hit them both. It's 21-14. That's the biggest lead for either team here. Johnson County Central with a seven-point advantage. 2 minutes, 25 seconds to play in the first half. Avery Dierberger with the ball for the Titans. A cross-court pass to Jaylen Bowling. Up top to Dierberger. In traffic. Dierberger, a floater. No, couldn't get it. And there with the rebound, Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup outlet pass to Cabrellas. Just over 2 minutes to go here now in the first half. Rother, across court, Stirrup, into the corner, baseline right side. They lob to Lubin in the paint. Lubin kicks it around the corner. Open look, Cabrellas for three. Got it. Harley Cabrellas with her third three-pointer. And that is 4 3-point buckets now for JCC. Timeout taken on the floor with a minute 55 to go in the first half. A 10-point Johnson County Central lead, 24-14. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running, from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
55 left to play in the first half here at Tecumseh, 24-14. Johnson County Central now has opened up a 10-point advantage. And Coach Skyler Kuhlman has seen enough. He wanted to take a timeout and settle his girls down here, down by 10. They need a bucket this trip. In traffic, in the lane, ball is stolen away. Nice job by Harley Lubin, the freshman. Lubin with the steal, gets it out to her teammate, Cabrales. Around to Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup down to Klein in the corner on the right side. Ava Klein. Klein up top. Almost stolen by Deerberger. Cabrales comes up with the basketball. Deerberger almost had a trip to the other end for a lay-in. To Lubin in traffic. Boy, they're doing a great job of collapsing on Lubin. Here's Stirrup with a three from the right side. Bailey Stirrup with her second three. And this is about as many three-pointers as I've seen in a half of a girls' game this year, I believe.
They've made quite a few here.
They sure are. Bowen, a cross-court pass, feeds Jalen Bowling. Deerberger, long three-corner left side, off, no good. Rebound, Bowen. Oh, Bowen tried to put it underneath. Got it into the hands of her teammate, Ellie Bestandig, and Bestandig is going to be fouled.
That foul will be on number 30, Harley Lubin, her first personal, third team foul for the Thunderbirds.
Ellie Bestandig has not scored yet tonight. More subs in and out of the ballgame here. Martinez back into the lineup now. Martinez checks in.
And Ashton Bredemeyer came back in for the Titans.
Okay, not shooting this foul yet, so Deerberger feeds it to the corner. A long three is up and good. Nailing the three was Ashton Bredemeyer, and Dalton, that's her third three-pointer.
She's got the hot hand here to start.
27-17. The lead is back down to 10 after that tray. Here's a steal, HDRS. Bowen down court, one-on-one. Goes right around Cabrales. Wants to go up with a layup. A whistle and a foul is going to be called.
That foul will be on number one, Aureli Cabrales. Her second personal foul and 14th foul for the Thunderbirds.
36 seconds on the clock here in the first half. At the free throw line, Lillian Bowen. She has not scored tonight. Here she's shooting two shots. The first one is up, rims off the back of the iron and popped out of there. She'll get another attempt. Back into the lineup for Johnson County Central now is Caitlin Schuster. Yeah, second shot is up and good for Bowen. So Bowen hits one out of two. Makes it 27-18. The lead is nine. Johnson County may very well just play for a shot. Oh, no, here's a three on the way. Off, no good, and the rebound. Good job deep on the board under there by Bestandig. Down court in a hurry. Here's another three on the way, up and good. Oh, Ashton Bredemeyer has 4 3-pointers, 3 of them here in the second quarter for 12 points. 27-21, the lead is 6. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, a long three, up and off, no good. Rebound HTRS, three-quarter court shot, comes up just short. And at the half, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds are leading the HTRS Lady Titans. Our halftime score, Johnson County Central 27 and HTRS 21. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout. After this two-minute break, we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Finding quality health care can be challenging. Nemaha County Hospital takes pride in providing a high level of care and information to their patients. With a caring, qualified staff, warm, welcoming atmosphere, and beautiful state-of-the-art facility, Nemaha County Hospital is where to turn when you or a loved one needs care or information of one's health. Your Nemaha County Hospital in Auburn provides quality care every time.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Randy Catula and Dalton Knippenmeyer back with you here in Tecumseh, Johnson County Central High School. It's halftime, and time now for a halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from death. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Here with a look at the first half scoring is Dalton Knippenmeyer.
Here in the first half, taking a look at the stats here. For the Thunderbirds, Aurelie Cabrillas with a pair of threes. She's got six. Bailey Sturup with a deuce and a pair of threes. She's got eight. Sunny Rother made one triple and went two of two from the free throw line. She's got five. Harley Lubin with two field goals for four. And Maya Straka also with two field goals for four for the total of 27 for the Thunderbirds. For the Titans, Laramie Gothar went 50% from the free throw line. She's got 1 point. Ashton Bredemeyer making 4 3-pointers in the first half for 12. Avery Deerberger with a field goal for 2 points. Lillian Bone going 1 for 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. And Jaylee McNeely made 1 3-pointer and 1 2-point field goal for the Titans for a total of 5 for her score and a total altogether of 21 for the Titans in the first half.
Interesting that each of these teams connected on 5 3-pointers. We have 10 3-point buckets in the first half alone of this ball game. And again, the halftime score 27-21. Johnson County Central on top. This halftime score recap has been presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home and far from debt. You can learn more about them at highlandcc.edu. Now we're going to step aside for another 2-minute timeout, and then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes of very important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with the third quarter action. Live from Johnson County Central, you're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
We'll be right back.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 20. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy tomorrow. Highs level off around 36. Lows level around 20. Tomorrow night, cloudy. Mid-30s Saturday with mixed precipitation possible at times. Low 30s. Cloudy skies expected Sunday. 1 to 2 inches of snow Saturday through Saturday night. I'm Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital for the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hey, Bart, here it is, a brand new year. What does Farm and City Supply have to offer in the new year?
Well, Duggar, first we'd like to offer our thanks to all of our patrons, past, present, and future. We look forward to continued successes for everybody, and we'd like to invite you into Farm and City Supply, where we've got the greatest selection of farm, hardware, clothing there is around.
You can find it, folks. It's on North 73 Highway, Farm and City Supply, Falls City, Nebraska.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We welcome you back once again here to Johnson County Central High School. It's halftime. The Johnson County Central Lady Thunderbirds leading the HCRS Titans 27-21, our halftime score. This is the first half of a doubleheader. We'll have the boys' varsity game coming up after this. Also, a reminder, tomorrow night I'll be in Pawnee City with the Sacred Heart Irish girl boy doubleheader, the Pawnee City Indians, and the Falls City Sacred Heart Irish. We're going to step aside for one more two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with third quarter action after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
fast global solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Welcome you back once again to Johnson County Central High School. It's halftime. The Johnson County Central Lady Thunderbirds leading HTRS 27-21. I'm Randy Gatula. That's Dalton Kniffelmeyer over there. Dalton, a member of the Strive crew from Johnson Brock High School. Dalton, thanks for helping us out tonight. Glad to have you with us.
It's always a fun time with you, Randy. Get in and out the high school game.
Glad to have you along here tonight in Tecumseh. All right, it'll be Johnson County Central's basketball as we move into third quarter action. The inbound pass comes into Cabrera's. JCC now going from our left to right, from east to west here in Tecumseh. Handling the basketball is Sonny Rother. Rother across court to Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup just holds it a moment, now sets the offense. HTRS in a man-to-man defense now. Lubin kicks it back out to the top of the key on the left wing to Rother. Inside to Lubin, too tall, stolen away by McNeely. Jaylee McNeely comes up with the loose basketball for the Titans and pushes it into forecourt. There's another long three on the way. This one off the mark. And actually, Hasten Bredemeyer looked a bit embarrassed by that one. She made four of them in the first half, and that one, I'll have to say, wasn't even close. Off to the right, she looked over to the bench with kind of a sheepish grin on her face and goes, I shouldn't have took that one, should I?
She's feeling it a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. There's a pass into forecourt. It's tipped way out of bounds, and it went off the fingertips of Sonny Rother. So HTRS gets the ball right back. Avery Derberger comes by and has a message here for the bench. They're chatting about some type of information. McNeely into forecourt to the left side with it. Bredemeyer. There's a long three up and good from the left elbow. Up and good. Hitting the three is Avery Derberger. And that is 6 3-pointers already in the ballgame for HTRS. Back to a 3-point ballgame, 27-24. JCC needs a bucket this trip. Sonny Rother penetrates, goes inside the paint, can't get there. Up to Bailey Stirrup, around the horn, Cabrera's on the right elbow. Cabrera's lobs into Lubin. Lubin with a shot off the glass, up and good. Nice move. Harley Lubin, the freshman, a 6-foot freshman. When her coordination catches up with her body, she's going to be a factor under there. There's a shot that's up. You can tell just still a little bit like a baby giraffe under there, but she's doing well.
She's
for
got
a freshman.
Three more years left to get it done.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be quite a ball player here for Johnson County Central. Doing well now, but, oh, there's Lubin with a nice feed. Give and go. She gave the ball back to Cabrera's. Cabrera's not able to finish, though. 29-24, 5-point lead for Johnson County. McNeely for three, off the back iron, no. Tipped around into the corner. Bredemeyer puts it to the baseline right side. Shot is up. Lillian put the shot up on the corner by Bowen. Couldn't get it to fall. The rebound to Johnson County Central. 5:52 to play in the third quarter, 29-24. The lead is five. HTRS had pulled back to within three there momentarily. There's the give and go again. This time the shot is up and good. And getting the basket is, that was put in, by, I think, by Sonny Rother. Timeout taken on the floor. 5:39 to go, third period, 31-24. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
The clock here in Tecumseh shows 5:39 to play in the third period. The score, Johnson County Central 31, HTRS 24. Glad to have you with us tonight for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. HTRS with the ball as play is resumed. On the far side is Lillian Bowen. She has it taken away by Bailey Stirrup with the steal. Stirrup feeds it to Rother. Rother goes into the corner. Pass right side, back up top to Cabrera's. Great job by Laramie Clothar to step in front of Lubin. Tip the ball away. It's loose on the floor. And finally coming up with the loose basketball is Ashton Bredemeyer. Down court, Jaylee McNeely in the paint. Floater McNeely had it partially blocked. Ball tipped away out of bounds. Touch last by Johnson County Central. And it'll be HTRS's basketball.
little hectic sequence there. Here for the Titans, Ashton Bredemeyer in the bounce up to Deerberger. Poked away by Aureli Cabrillo. She races down the other side, guarded by Laramie Glassauer. Cabrillo's layup is good for two more for her.
Cabrillo's now with 8 points in the ballgame. 33-24, 4:53 to go here in the third quarter. HTRS needing a basket this trip. They have fallen behind once again by nine. Trying to drive on the baseline left side was McNeely. The ball is kicked out of bounds. I think it went off of Lubin's foot. Subs in for HTRS.
Yep. Coming in for the Titans, number two, Ellie Bestandig. Who was the other one there, Randy?
Also Jalen Boulder, yep. Number one. Inbounding the pass into the corner. It comes into Glaudar. Glaudar across McNeely. McNeely at the top of the free throw circle to the near side. Jalen Bowling. They feed it inside. Here's a shot for three up and off. Oh, it was there for a long time on the rim for Lillian Bowen and wouldn't drop for it. The ball went out of bounds. Touch last by the T-Birds. McNeely to inbound it under her own bucket. And the Glaudar has it tipped away from her by Cabrillas. Cabrillas touched it last, and it'll stay with the Titans. 4.5 minutes to go now in the third quarter. 9-point lead. Here's a little 2-point jumper up and off. No good by Jalen Bowling. Tried to get her own rebound, had the ball taken away. The forecourt is Rother with the basketball. On the right side. A cross-court pass, Cabrillas to the left elbow. That's Caton Schuster. Caton Schuster can't get to the bucket. Back to the top of the key. Bailey Stirrup on the dribble. Stirrup penetrates between defenders. Floater, bank shot off the glass. Stirrup trying to get her own rebound. A fight for the loose basketball, and we'll have a held ball called. Bailey Stirrup and Jaylee McNeely tied up under there. The alternating possession arrow favors the Titans. McNeely will take a breather. And back in to replace McNeely now is Avery Deerberger. HTRS with the dribble. Jalen Bowling across the timeline. Top of the circle, left elbow. Passes too tall over here for Lillian Bowen. And that's just an unforced turnover. Those are very costly when you're down by nine in the ballgame.
Substitute in here for the Titans, number 14, Ashton Bredemeyer gets Jalen Bowling a break.
3:47 to go, third quarter. Cabrillas on the dribble. Cabrillas picks up her dribble. Inexplicitly there, just pulled it up. Into the corner, open look, three, short off the front of the rim. That was put up by Bailey Stirrup. Down court now with the basketball. Cuts Lillian Bowen to set it up. Bowen to the left side. Around the horn, Deerberger for another long three. Got it off the glass. The bank shot for Avery Deerberger. The bank was open. Her second tray. Avery has all six of Johnson County's points here in this third quarter. They've both come on three-pointers. HTRS needs to find some offense here. With the ball on the left side, Cabrillas around the horn. Schuster puts it into the corner, deep left side. Rother. Rother has it tipped away. Caton Schuster grabs up the basketball. Schuster finds Bailey Stirrup. Again to Caton Schuster. Right through the fingertips. Over on the left side of Sonny Rother went the pass. Goes up into the stands, and it'll be a turnover. HTRS, a chance to cut further into this lead. It's down to six now, 33-27, 2:45 to go here in the third quarter. Ball taken away with the steal. Fast break, Bailey Stirrup. Stirrup feeds it over to Rother. Rother gets knocked to the floor. Whistle and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on Bowen.
Yep, that foul will be on number 22, Lillian Bowen. It's her second personal foul. First team foul for the Titans here to start the second half.
Bowen comes to the bench limping just a bit here. She hit the floor kind of hard. McNeely checks back in for the Titans. Inbound pass to the corner. Rother for a jump shot for two from the corner. Couldn't get it. The rebound to Glaudar. Glaudar nearly knocked to the floor. Could have got a travel call or a foul or something. Now we do have a foul called.
Foul on the Thunderbirds will be on number 20, Sonny Rother. Her first personal, second team foul. First team foul for the Thunderbirds.
So ATRS will inbound it at midcourt. Avery Deerberger tosses into McNeely. McNeely comes to the near side with it. Bredemeyer, long, tall skip pass. Oh, they looked inside, knocked away by Cabrillas. Rother comes up with the steal for the Thunderbirds. 2 minutes, 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Rother on the right elbow into Lubin in the paint. Lubin back up around the horn to Schuster. And Schuster's pass goes to Stirrup. Stirrup will get called for traveling over in the corner on the left side.
substitute in for the Thunderbirds. Ava Klein comes in.
Avery Deerberger sets up over on the right wing. The pass comes to the left side instead to Bredemeyer. High lob pass up to McNeely. Finds Bredemeyer once again. She and McNeely just play catch. Deerberger for three from the corner. It's long. And knocking the ball out of bounds, touching it last, was Ellie Bestandig, the freshman. HCRS using some freshmen here extensively. Bestandig seeing a lot of playing time. Lillian Bowen playing it quite a little. A lot of young players. Lubin playing for Johnson County Central as a freshman. Timeout taken by Johnson County Central. A minute 40 to play in the third quarter. 33-27. JCC up by six. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. We're back in half a minute. You're enjoying the Frew State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Well, not as much scoring here in this third quarter. Each team with just 6 points. A pair of trays by Avery Deerberger for HTRS and three deuces up there for the Thunderbirds. Johnson County Central with the basketball as we resume action. Sonny Rother dribbles to the corner. Wanted to put up a shot, decides not to. They feed to Harley Lubin. Sometimes if Lubin would just turn around and put that shot up, she's got an opportunity. Maybe a little too quick to kick it back out to the upperclassman. There is the freshman. All right, Bredemeyer with the basketball feeds Deerberger. Jump shot, Deerberger, right side. She's fouled. Avery Deerberger will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots.
See, the foul's on number 30. It's on Harley Lubin. Her second personal foul, second team foul for the Thunderbirds.
Deerberger's first free throw is up and rims off to the right side. Won't drop. She'll get another attempt.
Some substitutes coming into the game here for each team. Laramie Goddard checks in for the Titans, and Maya Straka checks in for the Thunderbirds.
Avery Deerberger, second free throw. It rolls off also. Couldn't get either one to fall that time for Avery. And the margin remains at 6, 33-27, JCC on top. Into forecourt is Cabrelas. Cabrelas puts a pass over to the left side, wide of the mark. That's the second one over there that's got away from Sonny Rother over on that left elbow and ended up in the stands. So back-to-back turnovers, another opportunity for HTRS. McNeely, J. Lee McNeely, 5'5", junior, handling the ball. Stands near the midcourt circle. To Bredemeyer, left elbow. Again to Deerberger on the right side. Now Deerberger, one dribble. Little pivot move. Oh, nice feed to Glodar. Glodar with a turn to the basket. She'll be fouled, and we're going to see Laramie Glodar at the line.
Foul for the Thunderbirds on number 45, Maya Straka. Her first personal 13th foul for the Thunderbirds.
Laramie Glodar at the line, shooting two shots. The first free throw is up, and no, it's the front of the rim. Laramie is now 1 out of 3 from the charity stripe, has 1 point tonight in the ballgame. She'll get a second opportunity. Second shot is on the way, and this one is short off the front of the rim. Doesn't go. Rebound to Johnson County Central. Across the midcourt line to set it up, and coming on the attack offensively now, Cabrelas. Guarded in a man-to-man defense out here by Deerberger. Across to the left side they go with it. Sonny Rother into the paint. Free throw line. Cabrelas, a cross-court pass left side. Klein back in the lineup. Klein feeds Cabrelas. Now Bailey Stirrup goes to the corner with a floater from the right side baseline. Couldn't get it to go. Ball's out of bounds, and it's touched last by Straka. It'll be HTRS with the basketball. Titans have had 4 trips down the floor, trailing by 6, and have come away empty-handed. This is their 5th trip down with this 6-point deficit.
2.9 seconds left here in the third quarter. Titans will look to get a shot off here to try to get within 3 or 4 at the end of the third quarter.
They're going to inbound it on the side. As you said, 2.9 seconds to go. They get it in. Deerberger, turnaround shot. She got it off. Couldn't get it to fall. There's the buzzer after 3 quarters. Johnson County Central up 33-27. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments. Call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Johnson County Central High School here in Tecumseh. I'm Randy Gatula calling your play-by-play. That's Dalton Knippelmeyer on my left here at the table. Dalton, again, we appreciate your help with us tonight. You're going to stick around for the boys' game too, right?
Yep.
All right.
I'll be here.
Don't get paid otherwise.
On the left elbow with the basketball,
Johnson County Central comes to the top of the key with it. To Klein, Ava Klein, around the horn. Cabrera's on the right side. Into Harley Lubin. Lubin backs in off the glass, up. Couldn't get it. Ball is tipped around. It's loose on the floor. Everybody after it. A held ball is called, and the possession arrow will favor HTRS. Well, Lubin finally turned around and took that shot. I've been wanting to see her shoot under there. It wouldn't fall for her.
Just needs a little kiss off the glass. And
HTRS with the basketball. It's tipped away. McNeely comes up with it. There's a three up and good. Nailing the three from the left side, Ashton Brandemeyer. She's got 15 points, and they've all come from outside the three-point arc. Three-point ball game, 33-30. Cabrera's into the corner left side. Rother, Lubin goes up with a shot, a whistle, and a foul is going to be called on HTRS. Gladar.
Yeah, that foul is on Laramie Gladar, her first personal, second team foul for the Titans.
Harley Lubin at the line, shooting two shots for the freshman. The first one is on the way up. It's short. Hits in front of the rim. Lubin has 6 points in the ballgame on three two-pointers that she's hit. The freshman will have a second opportunity here. Harley Lubin, second shot is up and good. Harley's mother and her aunt were basketball standouts here at Tecumseh. The Sherman girls, later they played at Platt Community College in Columbus, now known as Central Community College. It was Platt College back then, a long time ago. 7:06 to go in the ballgame, 34-30. It's a four-point contest. What do we got here?
Harley Lubin got a foul called on her, her third personal, 14th foul for the Titans.
So it'll be HTRS's basketball. Inbound the pass to the corner. There's Brandemeyer for three. Nope, couldn't get it. Deerberger battling with Lubin for the rebound. Lubin took it away from Avery Deerberger and clears the outlet pass to Cabrera's. Four-point contest, 34-30, 6:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. JCC with the basketball, Bailey Stirrup. Had it taken away by McNeely, then Stirrup's going to reach in and try and take it back, and we'll have a whistle and a foul.
Foul on Bailey Stirrup, her first personal 15 foul for the Thunderbirds.
So five team fouls on the Thunderbirds, only two on HTRS so far in the second half. 34-30, HTRS, another chance to try and cut into that lead. Rodart lobs it into McNeely. McNeely into the teeth of the defense. Tried to put a thread the needle, and Cabrera's gets the seal in the paint. Cabrera's takes it coast to coast to the corner. Now she's trapped down on the right side. Feeds it into Lubin. Lubin has it taken away by Gladar. Back the other direction comes Gladar. She holds it up for a minute. Now into forecourt to the left wing. McNeely for three. Nope. Couldn't get it. Rebound Gladar. Follow shot. Nope. Won't go. Rebound Brandemeyer. Follow shot up and good. They just stayed at it under there. Ashton Brandemeyer now with 17 points in the game for the Titans. It's a two-point contest, 34-32, JCC clinging to a two-point lead. They've led throughout the ballgame, 5:49 to go in the game. Sonny Rother on the right side of the lane, kicks it to Lubin in the corner. Harley can't get to the baseline, comes back up with the basketball into the stirrup. Lob pass, Lubin under the basket. Shot is up and good. If they can find Harley Lubin under there, she can do some damage. Lubin with 9 points now, and the lead is back to four for Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds basketball, Avery Deerberger. Deerberger feeds over to the right wing with it to Lillian Bowen. Oh, they were looking for McNeely, cutting through the lane. Bowen's pass just a little wide of the mark, goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Thunderbirds. Cabrellas comes up court to set the offense. She's greeted out here near midcourt by Deerberger in the man-to-man defense. Pass goes to the left side to Schuster. Caton Schuster holds the ball at the top of the circle. Around the horn to the right wing, Cabrellas. Lob pass Lubin. Give and go to Cabrellas. Shot is up off, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Bredemeyer. Ashton Bredemeyer. Outlet pass to Lillian Bowen. Bowen working against a man-to-man defense, and they're going to reach in on Bowen, and a whistle and a foul called on the Thunderbirds.
Foul will be on number 12, Bailey Sturup, for second personal, 16th foul for the Thunderbirds.
So the next foul, HTRS, is going to be at the line in the 1-1. Here's a long two by Bredemeyer. That was too close for her. She has to be outside the ring, ring to get that one. Here's a whistle and a foul called.
And a foul will be on Ashton Bredemeyer. She's going for her own rebound there. It is her first personal foul, 13th foul for the Titans.
Basketball belongs to HTRS. They own a four-point advantage, 36-32, with 4.5 minutes to go in this ballgame. HTRS with the basketball. Sonny Rother, spin move, knocks the defender to the floor. Here's a long three from the left side put up by Schuster that won't go. Rebound McNeely. Jaylee McNeely, the junior, down court with the ball, all the way, coast to coast, driving, laying up and good. Jaylee McNeely took it all the way to the hole. She's got 7 points, and it's a two-point contest, 36-34 with 4:08 to go in the ballgame. Timeout, Johnson County Central, 36-34. JCC up by two. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're enjoying high school basketball, the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Fall City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Once again, we welcome you back to Tecumseh. We've got a dandy going here, Dalton.
Got 4:06 remaining here in the ballgame, 36-34 your score. Thunderbirds clinging to a two-point lead here in Tecumseh.
Johnson County Central has led throughout the game. They led after one quarter, 13-11. They were up 27-21 at halftime. They led by six after three, 33-27. And now a two-point ballgame. JCC does have the basketball. Trapped down in the corner in trouble down there was Cabrellas. Now she got rid of the basketball. Moving toward the hoop, the ball gets away out of bounds. Coach Pullman was expressing his displeasure down here with the man in the striped shirt. Thought there was an awful lot of contact. All right, HTRS with a chance to tie or take the lead with a three. Hint, hint, Ashton Bredemeyer. Into the corner with the ball right wing. They lob it inside McNeely, colliding with McNeely. It's Cabrellas. Cabrellas came up with the basketball, but they say she traveled.
I believe it was McNeely. Gardner might have pushed her to the travel.
HTRS keeps the basketball. Deerberger, free throw line for the tie. It's partially blocked. She will be at the foul to shoot two shots.
Harley Lubin can't believe it. It's her fourth personal foul, 17th foul for the Thunderbirds.
At the line shooting two shots, Avery Deerberger, a chance to tie the game here. Her team down by two. Deerberger shooting two. The first one is up and off. No good. Couldn't get it. Deerberger struggling at the line. She's 0 for 3 tonight. She'll have another opportunity here to pull him within one. Second shot is on the way, and it's short off the front of the rim. Couldn't get it to fall. Missed them both. Rebound to Johnson County Central. Sonny Rother on the dribble. Rother works to the right side against the man-to-man defense. Gives it to Cabrellas. Has it knocked away by Deerberger. Knocked out of bounds. Deerberger touched it last. It'll stay with Johnson County Central. Bailey Stirrup will inbound it. looking to inbound the pass of Stirrup. Lobs it in underneath the Lubin. Lubin with a shot on the baseline, couldn't get it. Got her own rebound, though. Now loses the ball, falls to the floor. Everybody diving after the basketball. Possession arrow favors Johnson County Central. T-Birds keep the ball. Clock down to 3 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the ball game. A two-point contest, 36-34. JCC up by 2. Lady Thunderbirds with the basketball. Inbound to Cabrera. She's double-teamed in the corner and trapped. Gets it up top now to Rother. Coming out after Rother is Lillian Bowen. Gives to Cabrera's to the right side. Long three on the way off. No good. And the rebound to Gladar. Laramie Gladar pushes it down. A lot of time. Underneath McNeely. Around the defender. Shot is up. No. Whistle with a foul. We'll have McNeely at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Cabrera's, I believe.
Yes, it is on Aureli Cabrera's, her third personal foul, 18th foul for the Thunderbirds.
Chance to tie the game at the line here for McNeely. The first free throw is up, and it's short off the front of the rim. Boy, the...
You make free throws here, Randy, and you have a lead.
The Titans are 0 for 7 here in the second half from the line. This one is up and good. Jaylee McNeely has pulled them back to within one, 36-35. Now, Johnson County Central leads a bucket here at home. They've led the way, and their lead is down to just 1 point. This is going to come down to the wire for these two teams. JCC with the ball. On the dribble, they kick it out to Schuster around the horn left wing. Top of the key, Cabrera's. 2.5 minutes to go. Cabrera's driving lay-in up and off, no good. Got her own rebound. She'll clear it back out to the top of the circle to Caton Schuster. Schuster feeds it to Stirrup. Stirrup tries to move to the basket. A whistle and a foul is going to be called.
Foul on Jaylee McNeely. It is her fourth personal foul, 14th foul for the Titans.
Not a shooting foul. Lob pass to Lubin in traffic. Lubin wants to go up with a shot. She's knocked to the floor as she caught the lob pass. A whistle and a foul on the Titans.
That foul is on number 3, Laramie Gladar, for her second personal foul, 15th foul for the Titans.
At the free throw line will be the freshman, Harley Lubin. She is 1 out of 2 from the line tonight, has 9 points. This one would put her in double figures, more importantly, put her team up by 2. Lubin, the freshman free throw, is up and no, short, hit the front of the rim. She will get a second attempt, though. It's a two-shot free throw situation. This would put the Thunderbirds up by 2 with 2:23 to go if she can hit it. Harley Lubin, second free throw is up, it's good. Lubin now 2 out of 4 from the line. She's in double figures, has 10 points for the T-Birds. 37-35, JCC up by 2. Redemeyer has the ball taken away by Lubin. The freshman comes up with a big defensive play at the other end. Outlet pass, Cabrera's. JCC up by 2. Lob pass to Lubin. Give and go. Cabrera's driving, laying up. No. Rebound. Follow. No. No chance to put the follow shot up. Falling to the floor on the left side. Ball comes around to Stirrup. Lob pass to Lubin. Lubin under the bucket. Shot is up. No. Couldn't get it. Gladar with the rebound. Two-point basketball game. Under 2 minutes to go. 1:45 on the game clock. Gladar to McNeely in the corner left side. Jaylee McNeely goes around Schuster all the way to the baseline. Takes it underneath to the far side. Timeout taken. HTRS with 1:38 to go in the ballgame. 37-35. JCC up by 2. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Dalton Knippelmeyer, looks like this thing's going to come right down to the wire, doesn't it?
It's going to.
Photo finish here, perhaps. Johnson County Central has led throughout. They've never relinquished the lead after jumping up to a 13-11 lead in the first quarter. But the biggest lead I think they had was 9 at one point. And right now up by 2, 37-35 here at home. with HTRS. The Titans will have the basketball when play is resumed and a chance to tie with a two or take the lead with a three. Inbounding the pass, Ashton Bredemeyer gets it into Jaylee McNeely. She dribbles between the rings, almost has it taken away by Cabrillas. Got the ball back and gives it up to Laramie Gladar. To the left side, Deerberger finds Gladar. Oh, Bredemeyer, long three! No, couldn't get it. Rebound Cabrillas. That would have given HTRS their first lead right there. We've got a whistle and a foul in backcourt. It's going to be called on Deerberger, I think.
Yeah, it'll be her first personal foul. 16 foul for the Titans. Not quite the one-on-one yet here for the Thunderbirds.
Yeah, not yet shooting. Inbound to Cabrillas. A minute 18 to go. Cabrillas feeds underneath. Oh, thrown away. Bredemeyer to Gladar. Two-point basketball game. A minute 10 to go in the game. Gladar in the forecourt. Right side, Bredemeyer. She's been nailing those threes. Into the corner, Jaylee McNeely for a three. No, off the rim, couldn't get it to fall. And the rebound comes down to Sonny Rother. Rother, a cross-court pass, Cabrillas, down to 52 seconds. A whistle, a foul on Deerberger.
It'll be her second personal foul now. 17 foul for the Titans. Thunderbirds will be shooting 1-1.
Well, if you're going to foul, you might as well do it when there's 52 seconds is when there's 2 seconds. Time to do something with it. All right, these are huge free throws, it goes without saying, for Cabrillas. She has not been to the line tonight. She has 8 points on a pair of threes and a deuce. Here shooting 1-1. The first free throw on the 1-1 is up, and it's off. No good in the rebound to Gladar. So that was a good foul by Deerberger.
Yep.
Now HTRS again with a chance to tie with a two. Gladar. A cross-court pass. Collision. Driving. McNeely. Floater. Up. Got it. Jaylee McNeely ties the basketball game at 37 all, 35 seconds to go. JCC in backcourt. Sonny Rother against full court pressure. Rother takes it all the way underneath to Lubin. Shot. Lubin's shot is blocked away by McNeely. And McNeely had just fouled out of the ball game. Jaylee McNeely just picked up her fifth personal, but she had to spend it there because Lubin had what
wide open.
Yeah, Lubin had what appeared it was going to be a sure thing under the basket. She had to spend her foul.
I would say that's a pretty good foul there.
Now the pressure's on Harley Lubin. The score is tied at 37 all with 25.9 seconds. Lubin shooting two shots. It's up and off, no good. Harley Lubin has now hit 2 out of 5 from the line. She is in double figures. The freshman has 10 points. This shot would put her team up. We're going to have a timeout taken on the floor first with 25.9 seconds to go. Don't go away. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At U.S. Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For U.S. Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
25.9 seconds to play in the ballgame. The score is tied at 37 all. When play is resumed, Harley Lubin, the freshman, will be at the free throw line, shooting the second of two free throws. She missed the first one before the timeout. If she hits this one, her team goes up by one and retakes the lead that they have held throughout the entire contest. Huge free throw for the freshman. The pressure on the six-footer. Harley Lubin takes aim, bends the knees, launches the shot. It's up, it's off, no good. Rebound HTRS, down court in a hurry. Laramie Gladar, right side. Shot is up, Deerberger, up and good. And that's the fifth lead of the ballgame for HTRS, coming with 17 seconds to go. 39-37, HTRS up by two. Ball is loose. Timeout taken, Johnson County Central with 8 seconds to go. HTRS with their first lead of the ballgame, leading 39-37. Don't go away. We've got an exciting finish in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, here's the situation. 8.1 seconds to play in the ballgame. HTRS now leading Johnson County Central 39-37, up by two. It'll be JCC's basketball. They'll play it in at midcourt. 8.1 seconds to go, two-point contest. Inbounding the pass will be Bailey Stirrup at midcourt in her face. Broadar jumping up and down. Broadar tips the ball. It's loose. Everybody after it. Coming up with it. Dribbling into the paint. Cabrera's a whistle and a foul. All
right.
Brandemeyer.
I'm not sure, Larry, but it kind of looks like a jump ball. Yeah. And we got... Yeah, Brandon.
Right, shooting 1-1 at the line. Arley Cabrera shooting 1-1 at the line. The foul was on Brandemeyer. 2.8 seconds. That's one of the more important numbers up there. 2.8 seconds. Klein checks into the lineup. At the line, she needs to make these both to keep their hopes alive here. Cabrera is shooting on the way up and good. She got it. Makes it 39-38. There are 2.8 seconds to go. She needs to hit this one to tie it. Now Coach Kuhlman's going to take timeout to maybe try and ice her here a little bit. We're going to keep it here live. I don't want to break away and miss the exciting conclusion of this one. Gives us a minute to catch our breath and set the stage for you. JCC led 13-11 after one quarter. They were up 27-21 at halftime. They led by 6, 33-27 at the end of three periods. And just moments ago, HTRS took their first lead of the ballgame on a two-point bucket by Avery Deerberger that put them up 39-37. At the free throw line, Arley Cabrera's 5'5 junior. She hit the front end of the 1-1. That makes it a one-point ballgame with 2.8 seconds to go. The second free throw is coming up here to try and tie it and perhaps force an overtime. That's not to say you can't score in 2.8 seconds. We've seen it before. Cabrera's at the line for the tie. It's up. Oh, no good. The rebound. Johnson County chases after it. They tip it in out of bounds. There's the buzzer. And the ball game. HTRS has come from behind tonight to get the win over Johnson County Central. Your final score, HTRS 39, Johnson County Central 38, and what has to be a heartbreaker here for the homestanding Thunderbirds. Celebration in that locker room as HTRS runs off the floor. Don't go away. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the post-game scoring recap presented by Highland Community College coming up after this two-minute timeout. You've been enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Nemaha County Hospital encourages you to kick the winter blues to the curb this year. Eat well, exercise, and stay connected to your loved ones. It can be tempting to eat heavy comfort foods, snuggle on the couch with a warm blanket, and rant about the cold weather. This year, consume vegetables, fruits, and lean proteins. Integrate exercise into your routine. Start with a day or two, a week, and build up into more. Spend time with people who bring out the best in you. Nemaha County Hospital wishes you a happy and healthy new year.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition.
Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back inside Johnson County Central High School. Your final score tonight in the girls' contest, it was HTRS 39, Johnson County Central 38. Time now for the post-game scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from death. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, a heartbreak for Johnson County Central as they led throughout the contest until the final 18 seconds, and that's when Avery Deerberger dropped a two-pointer in on the baseline on the right side to give HTRS their first and only lead of the night, and that was enough for the win, 39-38. Let's look at the individual scoring. First of all, for the Thunderbirds, leading the way tonight was the freshman, Harley Lubin. She was the only girl in double figures. She had 10 points. Right behind her, Harley Cabrellas finished with 9. Bailey Syrup with 8. Sonny Rother with 7. Maya Straka added 4. So that's a pretty even scoring balance there, 10-9-8-7. You can't hardly beat that. From the free throw line, Johnson County Central went 5 out of 11 for the game, 3 of 9 in the second half for their total of 38 points. HTRS, they get the win with 39. Three players in double figures. Ashton Bredemeyer had 17 points, including 5 three-pointers in that ball game. Also in double figures, Avery Deerberger with 10. Jaylee McNeely finished with 10 points. And then 1 point each for Lillian Bowen and Laramie Glodar for their total of 39. HTRS had a chance to win the game on several occasions at the free throw line. They only hit 1 out of 8 from the charity stripe in the second half and finished 3 for 12 from the line for the ball game. Your final score, though, 39-38. HTRS picks up their fourth win of the season tonight, defeating Johnson County Central. We're going to have just a little bit of an extended break between the games here. We want to alert our producer-engineer Logan Carpenter back at the Sunny Studios. They're celebrating Parents' Night here tonight and honoring all the parents and their students out on the floor. So it's going to be more than the traditional 20 minutes between games. So we're going to return it back to the studios to Logan, and Logan will dial you up here probably in around 20, 25 minutes for the second half of our doubleheader. So that's what's coming up. You're enjoying high school basketball tonight on Sunny 101.3.